This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the toll-free call-in lines here momentarily in studio tonight. It's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And if you've been paying attention to the special election going on in Montana, and I realize that, you know, it's a congressional election, but the fact that it's a special election, meaning there's no other major congressional elections happening at this time, this is getting a little bit of publicity. And, well, they're actually voting today. So, first off, I think it's kind of strange that they're voting on a Thursday. But secondarily, something major happened in this race yesterday, which is the reason we're talking about it tonight.
Why is that strange that they're voting on a Thursday?
Yeah.
Because the election day is almost always on a Tuesday?
See, now I find that kind of weird.
You would know that, Daryl.
I know, but I find that kind of weird. What, so we all, if one person votes on Tuesday, then we all got to vote on Tuesday?
Taco Tuesday.
Exactly. It's really inconvenient. We should mix it up throughout the whole week.
Right, you know, like every now and then you'll see a special election held on like a Saturday or something. Sure. But, you know, the elections are generally on Tuesdays. That's the only reason
I know.
I say it's, you know, different and a little strange that it's on a Thursday. But last night, the Republican in that race, Greg Gianforte, decided that, you know, he wanted to sort of, you know, mix it up a little bit and sort of turn heel, if you will. That's a wrestling term, and I'm using the wrestling term because this guy decided to pull a Jesse the Body Ventura, not Jesse the Politician Ventura, but Jesse the Body from back WWF days.
Can I interrupt you for just a second?
Certainly.
Daryl is an insane professional wrestling fan. Therefore,
I'm not insane.
You are. You are on this subject. You will. It becomes all-consuming. So, ladies and gentlemen listening at home on the radio dial, be prepared for lots of education in the world of professional wrestling as Daryl works through this current event story.
Yes,
and this actually is a work. With the libertarians, you've got like the non-aggression principle, yet wrestling is aggression.
And most of them aren't
into consensual.
Consensual aggression is okay.
But most of them aren't into sports or, you know what I mean?
Right.
Much of anything.
Here's an argument then. If consensual aggression is okay, then aren't wars fought consensually by men that enlist?
Or by both sides, that both countries
so
that agree
we're
going to war?
Exactly. As long as you don't take out any innocent civilians.
Name
and casualties.
A war where no civilian has ever been killed.
I don't know, the ones where they used to stand in a field with guns pointed at each other.
Even then. Yeah.
Even then, there were stray bullets.
Yeah.
We would have to go back a long way to where it was like the two kings that went out and had a duel.
Maybe we're onto something there, Daryl, right? Instead of fighting wars like with bombs and stuff moving forward, we'll just have like wrestling matches and we can put all the leaders in there like Putin versus, you know,
send
Trump
out
or
your
something.
Wrestler.
Yeah,
give a mask like the Mexican wrestling.
It'd be like Celebrity Death cool. Match. Remember that show?
Yeah.
So, Greg Gianforte, you mentioned a work. This was what they call a shoot, meaning that what he did was not part of the script. It was not part of the act. He decided to body slam a reporter.
Wow.
I think
okay.
I heard about this on
okay.
The headline from Fox News. So, you know, this should sort of dispel the myth that Fox News never reports negatively about Republicans. The story begins: the race to fill Montana's sole seat in the U.S. House of Representatives took a violent turn on Wednesday, and a crew from Fox News Channel, including the author here says, including myself, witnessed it firsthand.
Alicia Acuna.
Yes. As part of our preparation for a story about Thursday's special election to air on Special Report with Brett Baer. We arranged interviews with the top two candidates, Republican Greg Gianforte and Democrat Rob Quist. Not invited was Libertarian Mark Wick. The article continues. On Wednesday, I joined field reporter Faith Mangan and photographer Keith Raley and Bozeman for our scheduled interview with Gianforte, which was to take place at the Gianforte for Congress Bozeman headquarters. Faith, Keith, and I arrived early to set up for the interviews in a room adjacent to a room where a volunteer barbecue was taking place. Now, I think it's a little rude to barbecue your volunteers the day before the election.
Pedantic Daryl, please continue.
The story continues. As the time for the interview neared, Gianforte came into the room. We exchanged pleasantries and made small talk about restaurants and Bozeman. During that conversation, another man who we know is Ben Jacobs of The Guardian walked into the room with a voice recorder, put it up to Gianforte's face, and began asking if he had a response to the newly released Congressional Budget Office report on the American Health Care Act. Gianforte told him he would get to him later. Jacobs persisted with his question. Gianforte told him to press, or rather, told him to talk to his press guy, Shane Scanlon. At this point, Gianforte grabbed Jacobs by the neck with both hands, slammed him into the ground behind him.
Like a suplex?
Wait, so the reporter from The Guardian grabbed the other guy, or is the other
guy? No. The congressman grabs the reporter around the neck with both hands and slams him onto the ground behind him.
Candidate.
Is there video of this?
Correct. He's not a sitting House member now, correct? Or is he?
Candidate for Congress.
Okay.
The seat is currently vacant.
Gotcha.
That's why there's the special election.
Gotcha. Okay.
I believe there is. I have not seen the video, if there is video, but there was this Fox News crew that had video cameras, so I would be surprised if there's not video. The story continues, and of course, your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The story from Fox News continues, and this is a firsthand report from Alicia Acuna. She says, Faith, Keith, and I watched in disbelief as Gianforte then began punching the reporter. As Gianforte moved on top of Jacobs, he began yelling something to the effect of, I'm sick and tired of this. Okay, so
We picked up on that.
As this is being described here, do you know what pops into my head?
Roid rage?
No. You've seen the movie A Christmas Story.
Yes.
Where the kid gets sick and tired of being bullied, and he starts beating up the bully, and
yes,
he's just yelling all these obscenities that can't be repeated on the radio, and the bully starts crying. That's what I'm picturing here. I'm sick of this!
Kind of like when Britney Spears like beat up the paparazzi with like an umbrella or something.
I don't think she actually beat them up. I think she just sort of like shooed them away and then she shaved her head. But this guy wants to be your congressman if you live in Montana. The story continues. Jacobs, that's the reporter from The Guardian, scrambled to his knees and said something about his glasses being broken. He asked Faith, Keith, and myself for our names. In shock, we did not answer. Jacobs then said he wanted the police called and went to leave. Gianforte looked at the three of us and repeatedly apologized. At that point, I told him and Scanlon, that was the press guy for the would-be congressman, I told him and Scanlon, who is now present, that we needed a moment. The men then left. Greg Gianforte just body slammed me and broke my glasses, is a tweet from Ben Jacobs yesterday.
Now, did he get arrested, the congressman guy, or the candidate?
He did get charged. Now, I'm sorry, but body slam is a very specific term. It sounds like he grabbed him around the neck or grabbed him by the upper body and pushed him to the ground. I think body slam in wrestling is lifting lifting the person up.
And you flip them upside down.
Right, and then you slam them.
This, if anything, was some kind of a choke slam, possibly a belly-to-belly suplex. I'll see if we can find video. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the toll-free call-in line where you can join us. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And healthcare is all messed up in this country, and we need a healthcare system that actually focuses on health instead of sickness. Sure, health insurance does pay to treat sickness, but it gives you nothing for actually being healthy. So doesn't that really incentivize illness instead of health? Well, there is a free market healthcare company that can give you freedom from health insurance. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you a proactive health assessment daily and no charge 24-hour access to doctors. HIPAA has messed up medical records so much that one doctor doesn't know what another doctor is actually doing. Well, wouldn't it be nice if you had a medical information card that you could actually give to those doctors? You could give to EMS, first responders, emergency room personnel, etc. Well, Health Excellence Select offers that. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage, you will love the service and the price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. And Chris did find video, and it doesn't really look like what I was expecting.
You wanted, what's his name again?
Gianforte.
To be diving off of the top turnbuckle.
No, that's not what I wanted. So let me, again, and we'll get to the phones here in just a second, but what was described by Fox News, specifically from Alicia Acuna,
that's Acuna.
I'm not seeing the little squiggly thing over top of the N here.
I know, but I watch Fox News occasionally. Okay. It's Alicia Acuna.
Okay. So she describes this as a reporter from The Guardian asked Greg Gianforte a question about the American Healthcare Act, and Gianforte said, talk to my press guy. At this point, Gianforte grabbed Jacobs by the neck with both hands and slammed him into the ground behind him. So as I'm reading this, I'm picturing either like an overhead sort of suplex thing, some kind of maybe a belly-to-belly suplex, or, you know, like grabbing the guy and maybe just like, you know, falling onto the ground while twisting or something. The video shows, you know, like it almost looks like they're locked up in what they call that collar and elbow sort of thing.
It looks like regular wrestling. It looks like college or high school wrestling.
A single leg takedown sort of thing.
Yeah, it actually looks like both of them probably wrestled at some point. You know, like real wrestling, Daryl, not like professional wrestling.
Yes,
but the headline comes from,
I'm an undefeated amateur wrestler.
Are you really?
2-0. But still undefeated.
We'll see about that. The question is this going to help or hurt his campaign?
I say there's nothing.
The polls close in about 2.5 hours, so we'll know sometime tonight.
Sweet.
Really?
No, I mean, the whole body slam headline comes from the reporter.
Right.
Who says, you just body slammed me. So, correct. Of course, that's where everybody goes.
Right.
If so he would have said, you just shot me.
When people don't know what body slam actually means, then everything's a body slam, right? Let's go to the phones where we've got Dave calling in from the thumb. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, yeah, I'm in the thumb of Michigan. How you guys doing tonight?
Good. I was curious what this meant by the thumb. You're on Free Talk Live.
I actually guess that. So you're a Yuppie? Is that what that would be?
Well, no, I'm in the thumb, the mitten. The Michigan is a
the mitten. Okay.
Peninsula. Yeah, I'm in that thumb of the mitten. So
anyway, a little bit northeastish of Detroit.
Correct. About 70 miles north.
Excellent.
Yep.
Well, now that we know where you are, go ahead with your call.
Okay. I've been out of the loop a little while from Free Talk Live, but so I know Daryl. I don't know Chris or the gal. I don't remember.
I'm Heather.
Chris has been on for a couple of years now, I believe.
Okay, probably something like that. That's all right.
Did you get kicked off the show sometimes? You gotten some?
I should have. No, I'm not.
No, you're not thinking, Chris. Completely different, Chris.
Yeah, but I only do Thursday nights, so if you happen to miss me, you
could
have. Yeah.
Saturday, every now and then as a fill-in.
Yeah, I fill in occasionally. But.
Yeah.
Well, I used to listen to you guys. You know, I got this Grace Digital Radio because I'm sight challenged, so I don't really do a computer. So I got this Grace Digital Radio. It's internet radio, and I listen through GCN Live. And, you know, you guys are on at 7 o'clock here. And,
yep.
You know, I used to listen to you guys almost every night, and I learned about Bitcoin through your show, pretty much.
Wow.
And now, you know, then I got into some other stuff, and I wasn't listening, and, you know, I had other things going on at that time. So now I got people wanting me to invest in this Bitcoin deal, and I remembered you guys talk about Bitcoin all the time, so I put you back on for a couple nights. I got to tell you, last night, that guy called in. He was talking about righteousnessism or something like that.
Oh yeah, the guy that was probably stoned,
yeah.
But
well,
he wasn't stoned.
He sounded drunk, not stoned. But do you guys have a bong? Do you have a bong hit button, or was somebody actually hit the bong?
No,
because I was listening to the replay today, and I was laughing
Ian
my butt
does
off.
Have some sound effects, and he. He knows where they are on his computer, and he pulled it up, and yeah, he was playing the bong
in the background.
That was funnier than hell. Pardon my English, but
nope,
I gotta tell you, I was laughing my butt off sitting here with my grandson.
So are you invested in the Bitcoin? Since you had mentioned Bitcoin, have you seen the price lately?
I have, and that is like wow, because I remember it was, you know. It had gone kind of volatile before, and then it dropped back down. It was, you know. But anyway, I need Daryl, are you the expert there? Because I hear you have commercials about what's going on in the news about, you know, Bitcoin and.
I don't know if I'm the expert, but I'm somewhat knowledgeable.
Okay, so I figured out I'm going to use your Jax, you know, the official wallet of Free Talk Live. I want to use that wallet.
Okay, and you can find that at jax.io. That's JAXX.io.
Perfect. And what do you guys know about the Keep Key or the Trezor, the hardware wallet to play?
I think Chris would actually be the expert on that.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm an expert because I don't own either.
You're
but what
more
they
knowledgeable
are.
On those than I am.
Yeah, what they are hardware wallets. So this is something that you would connect to your PC, and this is all highly secure. You can move Bitcoin to it. They are recoverable, and when you're done loading it with Bitcoin, you unplug it from your computer. The security comes in what we would call in security an air bridge. There is no connection to your computer or to the internet, which makes it a very secure way to store your Bitcoin or other altcoins.
Dave, I'm going to hold you over as you might have more questions about the Bitcoins, and hopefully we can answer those for you. Again, this is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses. All forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Started off the show talking about the want-to-be congressman, Greg Gianforte, who is in a special election today. The polls close in just a couple of hours in Montana, where yesterday he was asked a question by a reporter, and he didn't like the question, so he grabbed the guy around the neck, and then they tussled for about 45 seconds.
It was a tussle. It did look like a tussle.
Some glasses got broken. The reporter who was assaulted posted on the Twitters, Greg Gianforte just body slammed me and broke my glasses. And there was a Fox News crew that was there, witnessed the entire thing, and we began the show with the report from, you pronounce her name flawlessly,
Elisa Acuna.
Yes, that person. And we'll hopefully get back into that. But first, your calls, 855-450-FREE. We've got Dave calling in from the thumb of Michigan with some questions about the Bitcoins. Bitcoin being a decentralized cryptocurrency, the first to market, if you will, and just a couple days ago, we celebrated Bitcoin Pizza Day that commemorates the first recorded transaction, right, of Bitcoin for a tangible thing, and that would be two large pizzas from Papa John's for 10,000 Bitcoin.
What is that today? Is that 13, 15?
It's got to be more million than dollars.
Yeah. I think
about 20 million.
20 million, something
23.
Like that. It's good pizza.
Yes.
$20 million pizza.
So, Dave, you had had a question about something called the Trezor, which I think, Chris, you pretty much explained. It's a offline device, what they call a hardware wallet, to where you plug it into your computer only when you need to access the wallet, and then otherwise it is disconnected completely.
Correct.
Did you have any more questions, Dave?
Actually, I do. I appreciate those your comments on that, on those hardware wallets. You can't recommend one because you don't use either, right?
Yeah, but it's interesting. I've been looking at them. The big three seem to be out there. Is it KeepKey, Trezor, and what was the other one you mentioned?
I only know of those two. I know the KeepKey is sold out right now, out of stock.
There's another one that I've heard of, and I don't remember the name of it off top of my head, but I'm fairly certain you can buy it from saveatpurse.com.
That is absolutely
using
correct.
Using Bitcoin. And
what is
I will,
it called?
The other one is called, the other one I'm thinking of is called the Ledger Nano S.
So the website is saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com. And there's other things you can do at Save It Purse other than just buy hardware wallets, but they do sell on the site some hardware wallets. I know because I've seen those before.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, let me ask you about, you know, this controversy, this fight that's been going on. If I have your Jax wallet, do they go by the same fees as the blockchain folks or what?
The fees are because of the miners. So the miners set the fees basically through the algorithm, and it doesn't matter which wallet you're using, you're going to have the same fee.
So now has this been resolved? Because I'm hearing your commercials and you guys talking about how we're, you know, if you got some Bitcoin on your wallet and the fees don't cover, you know, your Bitcoin don't cover the fees, you can't spend them. So what do you do? I mean,
well, and that's something to where, you know, hopefully it gets resolved. And we did discuss this last night. There was the agreement made at the Consensus 2017 conference to where 56 different Bitcoin companies that control about 83% of the hashing power have come to an agreement to implement what's called segregated witness and also increase the block size from 1 megabyte to 2 megabytes.
In two separate moves.
In two separate moves.
Right.
And, you know, I'm not sure when this is going to actually be implemented because, you know, it's definitely going to take some, you know, coding time to code to where both of these things happen.
Right. The general consensus is this will relieve the strain. Even the implementation of segregated witness will reduce the strain on the network, and fees, one would think, would go down. But we'll have to wait and see. That's the intent. That's one of the intentions of this happening.
Right. And looking at saveatpurse.com, they sell both the Ledger Nano and the Trezor.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. And that's not necessarily an endorsement of either. That's just me letting you know which devices they do sell there at saveatpurse, but definitely an endorsement of saveatpurse.com because I use it all the time and save 15 to 25% on things I was going to buy anyway from Amazon.
Okay. Now, you talk about news.bitcoin.com. Do they discuss other cryptocurrencies that you guys talk about, or is it all just Bitcoin?
I believe there are times other cryptos will be discussed there at bitcoin.com.
Sure.
You know, especially if there's something that would be considered, you know, newsworthy by whoever is reporting there at the site.
Yeah, and
are
I think
sites that might discuss you know, where these other cryptocurrencies are at and which ones they, you know, somebody might recommend to.
You know, who's really like big into the whole cryptocurrency thing is Bruce Fenton, if you follow him on Facebook.
I don't.
Yeah,
I don't really do Facebook or computers. My vision isn't, you know, it won't allow me to navigate that stuff. So,
well, there are other sites.
Cointelegraph.com is a decent altcoin news. They cover a lot of them.
But as far as if you want to, you know, find out the prices of things, Crypto Compare is one of the sites, and there's CoinMarketCap. So there are several sites that you could go to.
CoinCap.io.
To find out what the prices of the various cryptos are. But I don't think they're necessarily, you know, giving quote-unquote recommendations on what to buy. And I would really be wary of anybody that is giving recommendations on specific things to buy, because generally they're only making that recommendation because someone is paying them to do so.
Yeah, and if you ever come across one coin, just turn around and run the other way.
That's the name of it, one coin. That's definitely a scam. It's been outed as a scam multiple different ways by a bunch of different people. Dave, thank you for the call. We've got other calls on the line. Let's go to John calling in from Ohio. John, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts. Hello, John.
Yeah, how are you guys doing? I was on mute. I had to take talking
about doing
mute.
Well, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Great. Hey, talk about serendipity. I had not listened to you guys for a while either. And just as I called in, that last guy called in, and I just wanted to say thank you, too, because I first heard about Bitcoin from you guys, and I am a happy man right about it.
We love to hear that.
How much did you first get, and when? I want to hear the story. Well,
We don't want to target the guy because there are a lot of people that have recently been saying, like, I'm a Bitcoin millionaire now.
Okay, well,
way to just point a target on your
back. All right. You don't have to say that, but what year did you first invest?
Oh, wow. It was about at least four years ago.
4 years ago?
Okay, about 2013.
Good.
Yeah,
hold after your call, and I'm going to send you my Bitcoin wallet address.
Well, just because he started investing doesn't mean that he held on to all of them years ago.
That's the funny thing. I did. You know, and it was so convoluted process to get them back then. You had to go through a credit union and, you know, if it hadn't been for that, I probably would have bought a lot more. But, you know, it was on my computer. You know, I set up a blockchain wallet and, you know, I had that account and stuff. And I just kind of forgot about it. And then all of a sudden, I noticed it popped up like 400, then it went to 1,200.
All right. Hold that thought, John. Hold that thought. This is Free Talk Live, 855-453.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org. That's Dash.org.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1¾ inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take two shakes a day, one with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And let's go back to the phones. We've got John calling in from Ohio. John, you're back on Free Talk Live. You had mentioned that several years ago you bought some Bitcoin. You put it in a wallet, and then you kind of forgot about the wallet. And then you saw the price go up to $400. And then it went up a little bit more to $1,200. And now it's sitting at about $2,300. And you're a happy man.
Yeah, well, when it hit $1,200, I started looking for my little thing that I put my password on.
Did it take you until $2,400 to find it?
No, I didn't. I did find it. And so, yeah, man. So it was just by happenstance. I was like, oh, wow. Because I used to listen to a show before you guys, and then I just listened in on you guys, and that show moved, and I kind of quit listening.
Okay.
I said, I wonder if it's still on. So I went back, and you guys are still there. So, and like I said, as soon as I hit the button, that guy said, well, I haven't called in a long time. And I was like, wow, me either.
So, yeah, go ahead.
What are the odds of that? So I'm just saying, what are the odds of that happening? But yeah, I just wanted to just say thank you guys, because I had, you know, it was a new technology, and even now I told a guy about it at work today, and he said, oh, you mean that's what they use on the dark web to buy stuff with? I wouldn't mention
right.
it. I said, okay.
Right, well, but did you tell him that, you know, dollar bills that he's got in his wallet are the same thing that gets used on the corner to buy smack?
Well, right.
You know, people can't grasp that fact. You know, you ask them, where does money come from? And you know, well, government prints it. Okay, so what makes it worth anything? Well, government prints it.
Right. And I think it's this is an important lesson. I mean, forget the skyrocketing price, even though it's hard to forget. In the same amount of time, if you would have put $1 away, you know, and let's say that dollar was able to buy a loaf of bread 4 years ago, same dollar today can no longer buy a loaf of bread.
And it'll buy you a loaf, it's just going to be a smaller loaf.
It might be a cheaper kind of bread, whatever it happens to be. But the point is that fiat currencies like the U.S. dollar that are backed by nothing and are able to be inflated by our federal government anytime they want by the Federal Reserve, they lose their purchasing power.
Yes.
And currencies that are in demand that have some finite limit, like Bitcoin in this example, there's 16 million of them ballpark out there now. There will never be more than 21 million Bitcoins in existence. Because of that, it can't be endlessly inflated. Therefore, its purchasing power is more likely to increase. You can buy more with the same unit. And this is a perfect example, you know?
You know, even taking it back to, I was explaining that to a guy the other day. I said, when I was a kid, a gallon of gas was 25 cents. So a gallon of gas is still a gallon of gas. Why does it cost $2 or $3 today? What changed?
Right.
And they just don't get it. But there's a site that I just found out about today, UASFguide.com. They're talking about it's a beginner's guide to the activated salt fork that's coming up. It's supposed to, I think, around the 1st of August. They said there may be some turbulence ahead, so it really kind of explains what you may need to do to protect yourself, or just to be aware of what happens if they do that soft fork.
Right, and hopefully the consensus that was agreed upon at the conference called Consensus 2017, hopefully that agreement prevents that what's being called a user activated soft fork. I don't know all of the technical details, but as I often tell people, I don't know how an internal combustion engine works, but I still drive cars.
Well, this site is pretty good because it's like I said, it's a beginner's guide to it, and it really walks through steps of what it's going to be and, you know, what it actually is. So I think it might be a good resource if you want to learn more about it, but...
I'll check it out. Thank you.
Thank you very much, John.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys. I thank you guys. Keep up good work. And I might have to dial back in again to see what other coin you guys are talking about.
I'll
go ahead and tell you. The other coin that we're talking about here on the show would be Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. The fees are low, and the transactions are fast, and in some cases can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. It's decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run that Dash network. Go to Dash.org to join, help create a better financial system for everyone, and take back control over your financial future today. Dash.org. John, thank you for the call. Let's go to Skype. We've got Steven calling in from Ohio. Steven, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
It's Stefan. Sorry.
Stefan. Okay.
Yeah. I wanted to talk about some of the difficulties I have sometimes with convincing people to move over to the Liberty side. And I wanted to know you guys' opinions on some very common objections I have.
Sure.
A lot of the time I'll talk about how we should end social programs like Medicaid and food stamps, and a lot of the time people will tell me, well, then everybody will just starve. What is your response to that kind of a question?
Well, first of all, this is Chris, and this is just how I tend to answer that question. If you ever think the government moves quickly in anything, you're absolutely wrong. So if we were to do away with, let's say we're doing away with the food stamps program, how's that? First of all, you would have to do things that would make that attractive. You would have to, for example, kill tons of government regulation so that businesses can become more competitive and begin hiring people again. You know what I mean? You would have to completely change the way our economy works. It has to work again. It has to work in a real free market way. And then, there's no way that our government would just flip a switch and say, okay, as of tomorrow, it's all gone. There would be some sort of program where they would try to phase it out. And then when they tried to phase it out, there'd be a whole other group of politicians who would be trying to phase it back in. So my argument in that is that everybody looks at this as if, you know, we're looking at a pie that is of a certain size and there's only so much to go around. But when we actually free up the economy, when we remove the burden of government from everyday transactions from companies all over the country, then things are really going to happen. And it's not anything that I see on Trump's agenda, even though he talks about it. The scale that it needs to be done, I think, pales most.
He is proposing several trillion dollars worth of cuts to a lot of programs.
$3 trillion to start.
Yes. And he said that he wants to cut Medicaid and food stamps, but I don't really buy that money is going to just go back into you and I pockets. I think it's going to keep going to whatever they want to put it towards. I mean,
right.
For example, they just, you know, increase the military budget by $50 billion. I think we already know where all this money is going.
Right.
However, you know, you talked about it happening slowly. Well, that garners some problems over on the side of liberty, because I notice a lot of libertarians will not accept incrementalism at all.
Right.
Well, no, there's a difference between accepting incrementalism and saying that the incremental thing should be what we're advocating for. Those are two totally different things. So
yeah.
I advocate for let's remove all regulations on cannabis. I'm accepting the decriminalization, or what they're calling decriminalization. I'm glad they're taking that step.
It's a step.
Now let's take more steps.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to say, oh, we just need to make the fine $95 instead of $100. No, let's eliminate
free.
The fines.
Now we got liberty.
Eliminate the fines.
No, I agree.
Okay, we'll reduce the fine. All right, good. You reduced it. Reduce it again. Eliminate the fine. So that's the difference between accepting an incrementalist thing and advocating for incrementalism.
But see, and my thoughts on it, as far as the programs, I think there's no need to end them. I think we could privatize them, and they would both still exist and function in the exact same manner, and they'd probably do so more efficiently. So I don't think it's any, like, I don't think anybody should be shamed, first of all. Well, I don't interrupt. I don't think anybody should be shamed for getting any type of help that can't necessarily afford it, because I think helping other people is actually a good thing. It's an admirable thing.
When it's, you know, voluntary.
When it's voluntarily.
If it's voluntary and efficient, it's not functioning in the same way as what the government is doing. Stefan, please hold. We'll bring you back. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Imagine, if you will, a virtual world, a symbiotic economy with its own currency, where you can barter your services with others. Symbi.com is a marketplace of real people exchanging skills and services, from web developers, marketers, video production specialists, and teachers of all sorts, to gaming consulting or fitness coaching. Symbi.com is a vast world of people trading freely. Take my word for it, it's an adventure you can't afford to miss. Symbi.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.